Today we're at Tech Ed North America, and my guest is Chris Gardner. Chris, how you doing?
Doing good.
What do you do?
I am a senior software engineer for T&W Operations, and I've been a speaker in the community for 2 or 3 years now.
I've heard you speak. You speak a lot about game development, don't you?
Yes, I do.
That's a passion of yours.
Yes, it is.
What kind of games are you running? You're running XNA games, Xbox games, PC games, Windows 8 games, phone games? What?
I started doing XNA games and...
PlayStation games, boiled shrimp, fried shrimp.
That's right. You name it, I've gamed it. It's okay. But no, I started doing XNA development because, everybody that was playing a console as a kid had a dream of writing their own game and getting it on the console. And so with XNA on the Xbox, you could actually do that. So it was a big thing. And as I got better at it, I said, let's go talk about it. And then, lo and behold, Microsoft pulls the sheet out from under us, and XNA went away. So I said,
XNA is no longer a thing.
It is no longer a thing. It is officially ended. Support officially ends beginning of next year.
That's fast. That's a lot faster than most things support ends.
Right. So I decided to take that opportunity to say, well, I've already done all this development for Windows Phone and with XNA, so why don't I take those skill sets over and see if I could then use the native frameworks for Windows Phone and Windows 8 store apps and still get the same type of performance we could get at XNA. So I've been working on making a new game framework that looks very similar to XNA, but just runs in the native C# everybody already knows.
Okay, so talking about native, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about XAML and C#, right?
Yes.
Okay. How much of that did you have to relearn, and how much of your existing skill sets could you use?
The first couple months of trying to do it was rough, I will admit. But once you say, okay, I'm just going to... I know how a game is supposed to be designed. I know how it's supposed to run, and I know why it does that way.
Okay.
So once you keep that in mind and go, well, here's the way I'm supposed to develop for C# and XAML, so how can I get these two to get together? And as you start to really learn the underlying layers of the framework and everything, you can find those places where you can... make those things come back together.
Where does are these games that are going on Windows 8 then?
Yes.
And Windows Phone 8, of course.
Yes. Both of them. I haven't actually released a game yet to either one, but I'm trying to take the sample code that I made for the talks I'm starting to give on these and put the polish on them that you can't quite do during a one-hour session and actually turn them into games so I can be like, here's this game on the store. Now let me show you the tricks to how we did it. And kind of make it a complete package that way.
Where does Windows help you with that? I mean, Windows RT and XAML and C#, I won't say they're designed for building business apps, but that's what most people are using them for.
Right.
Are there hooks in it that are specific to game development?
Well, there aren't really hooks in there specific for game development, but, and I joke about this during my talks, if you go in there and they tell you, here's the best practices, do's and don'ts, and you look at all the things they say don't do, that's where your really cool tricks is for game development. So I implemented all those things they tell you not to do, and all of a sudden it started acting like a game.
Interesting. Give me an example.
There is a hook you can go into. It's called the composite renderer, I believe, where you can actually ask it to send you an event right before Silverlight decides to repaint the screen.
Silverlight, what?
Well, whatever it is in the background, but so that right before it decides to refresh the XAML, it can send you an event notification.
Okay.
So you can then have some place where you can say, okay, right at the last second, now I'm going to move where my object is right before you paint it so that I'm not doing it too often or not often enough.
Okay.
So they tell you not to do that because it theoretically slows down the rendering rate.
Okay.
But as long as you're only putting a little bit in there, you're not doing it too often or too little because you're not really bound to objects in games like you are with data. A business app.
Okay. Well, XNA was a framework specifically designed to help C# developers or Windows developers or Xbox developers build games. Is there an equivalent on the Windows 8 platform?
They promised they're making one, but they haven't told us what it is yet.
Oh, so you're making your own?
Correct.
Oh. How's that coming now? Where are you now?
I have enough where I have proof of concept shown it's working. I just need to do a lot of a cleanup on the code and, take out where I was learning as I went along and actually get it solidified. But I have something that works fully functionally.
So then you're going to build your own games, of course, with this.
Yes.
And what about the framework? Are you going to share that?
Of course I'll share. I mean, anytime someone comes to see one of my talks, here's the source code. Here's how I did it. And I'm hoping to get it on visualstudio.net or visualstudio.com and GitHub here soon.
So you'll open source it as well.
Yeah, so that people can really look at that tool.
Oh, very cool. Walk me through the process of creating a game on Windows 8.
Okay, you begin generally with just a blank app project. because it gives you a canvas that you can do everything with, and you take off the, I think they by default give you a grid with a stack panel in it or something. You get rid of that, and you just throw a canvas out there that takes up the entire screen.
Okay.
And then now you have the place where you can actually put all your graphics, all your sprites, manipulate everything around. And the trick
what is a sprite?
A sprite is just it's a game developer term for an image.
Okay.
It's just an image. So if you're doing 2D work, then you generally deal with sprites. If you're doing 3D work, then you actually have to deal with creating the 3D objects and manipulating them.
Okay.
And that generally you would do that in a C++ DirectX project.
I see.
That type of thing. But if you just want like a 2D game, like a simple shooter type thing, then all you have to do is you create your canvas, you put all your images on there, and then it's just ways to setting timers to run often enough so that you can update all those objects independently so that you get the appearance of movement.
Okay.
So just use some background timers and, you know, update the position of the objects. And
have you found that you can create this for Windows 8 and then have them all just be ready for Windows Phone, or is there more work I have to get done with that?
80% of the work will work. When the sample project I created, I actually created as a Windows 8 app first, and then I just created a new Windows Phone project, copied all the source files over,
okay.
And 90% of it was done. I had to go and change some namespaces to point to the Windows Phone namespaces over the Windows 8 namespaces.
Okay.
And then there were a few things where the actual object wasn't quite supported and I had to replace that. But it took me 2 months to make the original Windows 8 game. It took me 3 hours to port it.
Because you've done the hard part already.
Correct.
Are you blogging about this?
I am.
Where?
At my blog, which is blog.freestylecoding.com.
Anything we should have talked about we haven't?
My Twitter handle. Find me on Twitter, Freestyle Coder. I tweet a lot.
Chris, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Pleasure. Came to Microsoft Tech Ed, and I didn't get the t-shirt, but I did find technology and friends.